just a, again, a precautionary deal. Hopefully, again, like I said, that all three players that weren't out here will be out here soon, as soon as they're ready to go, and they'll be out here.
Do you anticipate those three guys practicing on Friday?
Not going to anticipate anything. If we wake up Friday and they're not ready to go, then they won't practice. If they are, then they'll certainly be out here. And that'll basically be the way this goes all training camp. You know, if they're ready to go and we feel like they can go out and have a practice that's you know, worth our time and their time to do it without injuring anybody, then they'll be out in the field.
I hate to ask this question, but any progress on Robert Rojo?
You know, I don't know how to measure progress at this point. To me, progress is going to be they're going to be here. You know, so we're not going to stop talking with their representatives, and again, looking forward to Robert and Noshon being here as soon as possible.
Does Noshon really give someone like Terrain a chance to get him? He's getting all the reps out here.
Yeah, I think Ryan certainly, you know, missed a lot of time in the spring. He was in every meeting in the spring, which is great, but he missed a lot of field time, and this has been really helpful for him. We just told the players, you know, you had a chance to kind of get ahead in terms of the installation, because We talked to him about the first three or four practices of material that we're going to use, you know, starting on Friday, and they got an opportunity to come out here and run it. So very beneficial for a guy like Ryan Terrain, and everybody who was here hopefully is going to get the same benefit.
What are you seeing out of him? I mean, he's been away so long.
He knows what to do, you know what I mean? He's learned the offense and the system, which, again, I think comes from the spring. But he looks healthy, and it'll be interesting to see some of these guys get out there and actually go through a full padded practice where they're getting banged and knocked down, and he's certainly one of those guys that you're looking forward to evaluate. But no, he's doing everything we're asking him to do. I mean, we're not doing everything at full speed because there's only one of him out here, but Friday that will be different.
I don't know how much you've been able to gauge this over the last few days, but where are your quarterbacks with your system? Are they 100% with it, 90%?
Yeah,
50%?
It's the third or fourth time now for the two veterans, and for Tom, it's really the third time for him going through it. So the information flow in the quarterback room is much quicker. Their recall is certainly very high right now, and they know what to do. There's nothing we're saying to them in the meeting room or on the field that's foreign to them. So that's comforting. It still means they got to go out there and execute when there's a defense and a different look and, you know, disguising and all that stuff at full speed. But they got out here for four practices and threw with their shoulder pads, which is always something a little different when you start training camp after going all off season not doing that. So just try to work out some of the kinks in terms of their fundamentals and get them ahead in the installation, which all of them are right now.
Coach, as far as the type of camp you want to run, what can players expect on Friday?
It's going to be much the same tempo as what we did in the spring. You know, hopefully very physical. We want to try to establish that as our style of play, and you know, we're going to do everything we can at a great tempo, and because that's the way games are played. So we want to simulate what happens on game day as much as we can at every practice, and get our players into that mindset, you know, every day in and day out.
Is that almost a weeding out process? When you have a physical camp, you find out kind of who enjoys
sure.
that kind of?
Sure. I mean, you know, hopefully we brought in the right kind of guys. I mean, I'm hoping that everybody enjoys it to some degree. You know, certainly if you're getting it, it's not as fun as if you're giving it. But we're looking forward to a lot of our players, you know, that being a strength of theirs. And we'll see, you know, how that manifests itself here when everybody's here and ready to go on Friday.
Josh, is there a depth chart from the get-go training camp?
Well, we got to put somebody out there first and got to put somebody out there second. The one thing about the depth chart I would say early is it's very fluid. You know, there's probably multiple spots where we'll say, all right, you're going to start the morning practice there, and then the afternoon practice is going to be somebody else. So, and then, you know, depending on who ends up, you know, we may sit a guy here or there based on, you know, an injury or what have you. And early in camp, it's very fluid. We want to make sure that we get reps with every player, with the guys that are ahead of them. You know, if it's a quarterback receiver combination, we want to make sure that the guys throw to everybody, and the defensive linemen hear the same calls from the linebackers. You know, on different days they're going to work with different people. So you know, somebody will be out there first, and then hopefully, you know, as we go through, it'll really kind of define itself as we go through training camp.
Josh, with Brandon, he's not feeling good enough to be out here, but how come the guys aren't out here? Like, he's not out here just with his teammates still?
Because he's going to get more out of a rehab session or treatment, you know, and that's just a standard philosophy here. You know, if we have 12 guys or 10 guys that can't participate in a practice because they're banged up, you know, we don't need, you know, all those guys just hanging around on the field. There's going to be enough people on the field as it is, and they'll get all the teaching and coaching that everyone else gets in the meeting room. Every drill that we need filmed is going to be filmed, and every team period will be filmed, so they won't get any less coaching.
Josh, with the physical practices morning and afternoon, are you still going to envision sitting some of your more established veterans, the Champ Baileys, Brian Dawkins, guys like that, still getting a little bit of break on those 2 days? With
as we go, we're going to evaluate, you know, kind of where we feel we need to go with some of those players. You know, but a lot of those guys have expressed a very strong interest to be out here and practicing with their teammates every day, and I'm sure the competitive nature is going to come out in all of them. So there's going to be just some decisions where we're going to say, you know what, you're not going this morning or you're not going this afternoon, and it's for the benefit of the team, and I'm sure they'll all, you know, listen and appreciate having the rest and then get back at it the next day. But yeah, we'll make that on a kind of a day-to-day basis.
Is there any concern at all with Brandon Marshall that this could be a long-term injury, or is it just something that's just going to take a few days?
Hopefully, you know, we're always hopeful that things will take, you know, obviously less time, but I'm not a doctor and I don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm never going to do that, but as soon as he's ready to go, he's going to be out here, and hopefully that will be sooner rather than later.
Coach, why do you think it's been so hard for teams to sign their first round picks? Is it a case of other teams are waiting to see what other teams are going to do, or?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's I don't necessarily think this is uncommon yet, you know, for this to be going on. I don't really think anybody's really gotten too far into training camp here, except for a few teams that play in the early Hall of Fame game. But, you know, we're just kind of waiting for the dominoes to fall in place, and that's about how the first round goes. You know, this selection signs, and then the guys around him sign, and then hopefully the dominoes fall pretty quick. So it usually happens fast, and we're hopeful that Robert and No'Shawn will fall into that category also.
It's too early, but what are your impressions kind of Alphonso Smith so far in camp? What kind of role do you envision for him?
Yeah, he's, you know, we brought him in here to be a competitive player in our secondary. He's certainly learning multiple spots right now. He's playing outside, he's playing inside. And he's also being, you know, hopefully being a factor in the return game. So Alfonso's role will be determined by what Alfonso does. You know, we're going to evaluate him and put him in as many positions, and you know, I give him as many opportunities as he can to carve out a great role for himself, just like we will the rest of our secondary. But his attitude's great. He knows what to do, where to line up, and we're hopeful for good things for him all year long.
Can he return kickoffs and punts?
We're gonna let, hey, the best kickoff and punt returner we got, he'll be out there. I don't know necessarily who his name. Yeah, he's back there. He's back there returning both of them at this time, and there'll be a number of guys that we're gonna give a chance and an opportunity to do that. And if one or multiple guys needs to do it to make us effective in those areas, then we're gonna have them all out there.
Are you seeing his ball skills, what you saw on film?
Yep.
At Wake? Is it
yep.
showing up here?
Yeah, he's got really good hands, and you know, his eyes are usually in the right place, you know, can see the quarterback and understand what route concepts are coming. We're obviously not throwing, you know, routes against him yet here, but, you know, you saw that in the spring and you saw him make some plays on the ball, and hopefully that'll manifest itself here in training camp.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.